to before lunch.
Huh?
I need to take a shower before lunch also. So.
This is my shower of the day. Well, not the day, but I take one in the morning, evening, afternoon, when I get up. Yeah, all of those, for me, all of those remembrances and everything. But in my own eyes, I was feeling trying to come. And Dolgok, this is the Dolgok.
It kind of get in the way of being here now?
Huh?
It get in the way of being here now?
Is
that what you're saying?
What?
Remember it?
No. No. That's sort of another issue. But just, you know, we were there. I was there. I know what the, we know what the mood was and how Krishna consciousness was. And we're here now, and I know what it is, what the mood is now, and what it's like in Prabhupada's absence, and then one aspect is those, you know, the devotees who were there that you see in the pictures and so on, who were, did so much important service and so on, and now it's. That's what you said. They did so much important service. Yeah, I just get I get sad and
yeah.
It means remembering. Yeah, remembering Prabhupada means for me. It means remembering how it was and how it isn't.
Yeah.
And how it won't be.
It's serious because when we read and when we hear the effects of chanting, hearing, and of devotional service, and then if we don't perform devotional service in the proper way, then we don't get that. That tends to eat away at faith. You know, in the process, and eventually in Krishna.
I had this conversation where I was having a discussion with Chandra Vithanamurti Mahaya, with Nachina Etzera Chukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukuk Tudod, te mindenki más ugyanolyan kategóriában, vagy igazából te alacsonyabb szintre rakod a multikat, mint minden más. And yeah, he was saying that he was just saying that, you know, when you Prabhupada's disciples, etc., when they talk about, in fact, that was what one of the offerings was actually about, someone else similar, about, you know, the type of faith they had in Prabhupada, and Prabhupada said jump and everyone jumps, and everything else that, the type of commitment that devotees had, that not only is it that, you know, devotees, it's much rarer than it was generic.
Yeah.
It was everyone.
Yeah.
And, you know, the devotees who couldn't do it, they sort of
perished
trying.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone was in that same mood. Says, not only the devotees, you know, can't do that, they don't even understand what it's about in terms of, you know, they don't feel it the same way. And and I understand that because, you know, to be able to feel it the same way, the people who are even repeating Prabhupada's instructions and so on, they have to generate the same type of spiritual energy that Prabhupada generated.
That's right.
Which, you know, we're not doing.
Yeah.
And we're not carving the requirement for it, even. So, it's a, you know, it's the same Krishna consciousness movement, but it's a different Krishna consciousness movement. There was Vrindavan. Krishna brought the whole spiritual world. What to speak of, you know, establishing international for Krishna consciousness. Krishna brought the whole spiritual world to Vrindavan, India, and the place disappeared. It still appeared of one or two generations. It was already gone.
Yeah.
You know, Bhadra, Rajnath. I don't know whether they use this word nab. It's actually nab. Either it's from nabi or nab. Naba is a Muslim. Is a nawab is a Muslim term that just came later. In Shastra, that every time you see it, it's always just vajra.
Yeah.
Like, you know, lightning bolt, vajra. And see, he was just a great grandson, and it was already lost. He was already reestablishing. He didn't even know where the places of pastimes were anymore. He had to. He had to have, you know, I think some dealing rishi took him around, and he showed him where the pastimes were, and he was Aniruddha's son. And that was, you know, that was Krishna, and the whole spiritual world was here, and the big grasses were here, and everything was here, and so it's a material world. It's a material world.
Yeah, and that's the argument I always give when people start to denigrate or degrade ISKCON or try to, you know, attack it. And the devotees who, like you say, were empowered by Prabhupada to do such wonderful service, who made some mistakes and they're not around anymore. Still, what can you expect to have happened after such a great personality lives? There's nothing else that can happen.
Yeah, it's understandable.
It's a false expectation. It's a false expectation. It's based on a false... A disappointment is based on a false expectation.
Yeah. And it's, you know... When Krishna came, it was, you know, just the beginning of Kali Yuga. We're like 5,000 years down the road.
What to speak of? What to speak of? What's happened just since we joined the movement?
Yeah.
I mean, the degradation is just, it's exponential.
Yeah. When we joined the movement, if a man wore an earring, he got beat up when he walked out of school.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have gotten into the school for one, but now it's.
We were
the, all the macho,
hair,
all the macho
we were,
guys.
Yeah, we had long hair and we were like
risking our lives with long hair.
Looking down the barrel of a gun in many places in America. And you know that's still there. Obama's now, you know, like having to deal with it, you know, that level of prejudice.
So yeah, it makes it sort of one of my blocks that's involved.
Well, you know, I was listening to Srila Prabhupada's conversations. What happened to Uganda?
It's over Prabhupada's, that's what was on the yesterday.
They made a danda,
and it was
just
it was a Mayavadi danda.
Oh no!
But the sphere and Prabhupada, you know, throw it off to the ashram. They just had a straight bamboo rod. So you can't.
What was I going to say? I forgot. I had something relevant to say. Should I get out of the chair now?
Well,
going to say something relevant here.
We're talking about the days gone by.
No, there was something. We were at a point. I was going to say something, and then we got off on another.
But it's expected.
Oh yes, I do remember. I do remember. In 1977, when Srila Prabhupada went to Rishikesh to try to recuperate his health, remember?
Yeah.
Just before he came back to.
West of the last time. But it's too late.
Yeah, he said the overall society has gone too far down in that direction. And he said now we can only just save individuals. So it seems to me that that should also kind of dictate to us, you know, what our approach should be or what our mood should be. And we should concentrate more on each individual person's Krishna consciousness and trying to uplift them and bring them to a state where they can carry on, even if it's not to the same level and degree as Prabhupada, but still. I got a very nice letter today from Kathy Murphy, and because I spent quite a bit of time with her and her husband and those twin daughters who were there this trip to London, and it was very effective apparently, because this outfit matches the big outfits.
Sure. Mm. Today's Sunday, right? Sunday, Monday. Perusal, it should be your weekday. Okay.
And she was saying that Sean is like completely fired up. You know, he wants to start preaching again, and he's giving up his bad habit. And it was really, and it had to do with the amount of time I spent with them and treating them really personally. You know what I mean? It wasn't an official kind of thing. It was more personal. Seems to be the call of the day, the cry of the day.
I'm going to chant a few mantras.
Okay.
And then we can talk.